Essentially, this is the largest ever genetic investigation into schizophrenia, and it's found a few very important things. It shows that schizophrenia is a biological disease as well as an environmental disease. There's been this debate back and forth in the medical community historically that schizophrenia is perhaps not a real disease and that it isn't caused by biological processes happening in the body. And now this study finds that there are over 100 gene regions that are associated with schizophrenia, and that proves that there are some biological processes underlying this disease.
We have known for a long time, though, haven't we, that the disease runs in families, because if you look at people who have a parent who has schizophrenia, they're much more likely to get it themselves, aren't they?
Absolutely. And when you look at twin studies in particular, you do see that there is some sort of inheritance going on. So scientists have argued for some time that genes are very likely to be involved. But then you can also argue that it's the environment that's playing a part there. Perhaps there's something within that family environment that is causing this. And so this has been the debate that's been going on. Now, within the genetic community, within the psychiatry community, people have hedged their bets on this being in part a genetic condition for some time. But really, this is the first time they can hold their hands up with utter confidence and say, look here, over 100 gene regions that in some way are linked to schizophrenia.
How did they find them?
What they did is they took over 37,000 individuals with schizophrenia. They took the genetic data from them, and they also compared this to around 113,000 individuals without the disease. And by looking up these genetic data, they were able to pick out regions in the people who have schizophrenia that were more common than those who didn't have the disease.
Now, obviously, a lot of people say if we understand the genes that cause the disease, we begin to understand what makes the disease happen. And this means we can understand better how to treat the disease. How will these genetic findings translate into better treatments for people who have schizophrenia?
What these 100 gene regions, and 83 of which are completely new that they've never seen before, what they give is an opportunity for new insights into what's causing this disease, and so ultimately an opportunity to try out different drug models as well. One of the other things that this large study has shown is it's added weight to the idea that schizophrenia is caused in some respect by a dysregulation of chemical messages within the brain. For years now, the drugs that are used to treat schizophrenia, they target a molecule called dopamine in the brain. What this study has shown is that, lo and behold, a lot of the genes that they found are implicated in how dopamine works. So it confirms one of the hypotheses about why schizophrenia progresses. However, some of the genes involved also look at other chemical messengers such as glutamate. And so now drugs could be developed that perhaps modulate this particular chemical messenger. So there are other avenues now to look at.
Would it also be possible to use this as a better screening test? Because there are some conditions that can look a bit like schizophrenia, but they're not pure schizophrenia. There are others that are not schizophrenia. On the other hand, if you treat the wrong disease with the wrong drug, people get worse, not better. So could we use these genes as a way to find people who have the right disease and match them up with the right treatment?
I think at the moment, what they've found is that there are these gene regions, and the next thing they really need to do is unpick the individual genes within those regions and to see how the different genes interact with each other. So at this precise moment, it would be quite hard to do genetic screening tests. But saying that, there are some scientists now calling for gene screening for people with mental health disorders, because if you can isolate one of those individual genes, then yes, surely you can provide a much more tailored treatment. The other way of looking at this is if you can pinpoint to a gene and say, this is one of the reasons you are more likely to have developed schizophrenia, it can give patients some sort of explanation. And often an explanation is incredibly valuable, even if it doesn't lead in the immediate term to a treatment.